This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Shazam may not be a movie about a superhero with the name recognition of Batman, Wonder Woman, or Aquaman, but it's doing pretty dang good at the box office with an estimated $53 million opening weekend. Yep, that roughly matches the opening weekend for Ant-Man, another film with a superhero that had little pre-existing name recognition and couldn't get laid. Just a week after Beyoncé was crowned Entertainer of the Year at the NAACP Image Awards, Netflix sent out a tweet teasing its upcoming Beyoncé concert special. The documentary, which highlights last year's Coachella performance, will drop April 17th, the second weekend of this year's festival. Her performance was amazing, and now everyone can check it out, without the $7 bottle of water. Daniel Craig is now the longest-standing James Bond, beating his predecessors with a record-breaking 4,527 days in the role. He beat Roger Moore and Sean Connery, who both spent 9 years as Bond, and Pierce Brosnan, who spent 7 years in the role. Good job, even though Craig whines about being Bond. Even $25 million couldn't stop that. So first, there was The Walking Dead, the 2010 smash hit adaptation of the comic book. Then, the companion series Fear the Walking Dead was launched in 2015. And last November, it was announced there would be a trilogy of TWD films starring Andrew Lincoln's Rick Grimes. Now, AMC has announced a third scripted series set in the world of The Walking Dead. The sound engineer who tried to release an unauthorized Prince EP was ordered to pay the late musician's estate $4 million. George Ian Boxhill, who worked with Prince between 2006 and 2008, tried to release the Deliverance EP on April 21st, 2017, to mark the one-year anniversary of Prince's death. And now it'll probably take him 1,000 years to pay that fine. Camila Cabello, the Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter, is set to make her feature acting debut, teaming up with Kay Cannon, the director of Blockers, for a new telling of the classic fairy tale, Cinderella. Cabello will not only star in the project, but she'll also be heavily involved in the music for the film. Kay Cannon is best known for writing the pitch-perfect comedies. Love them! A radio station in LA banned Kodak Black's music after he made insensitive comments about pursuing Lauren London following Nipsey Hussle's shooting death. He sparked controversy after posting an Instagram video in which he flirted with the actress less than a week after her longtime boyfriend was gunned down, describing her as a whole widow out here. Yep, idiot out there. Meanwhile, a memorial service for Nipsey Hussle was held at the 21,000-capacity Staples Center here in L.A. Hussle was a dedicated L.A. Lakers fan and was a frequent courtside presence at their games. Lakers player LeBron James honored Hussle before a game last week by wearing a shirt imprinted with an illustration of his face. Tickets sold out in minutes. Actress Lori Loughlin, her husband Massimo Giannulli, and 14 other parents have been indicted on charges of money laundering and fraud conspiracy. The indictments come one day after 13 other parents and one coach said they would plead guilty in the case. They're accused of paying a firm to help their children cheat on college entrance exams and to falsify athletic records. Stay tuned! Though the next installment in the Suicide Squad franchise is moving ahead with the addition of Idris Elba to the team, the movie will now move forward without one of its main characters. Yep, though it was previously reported that Elba would be replacing Will Smith as Deadshot in the new pick, he'll now be playing a new character. Smith supposedly had scheduling difficulties. Yeah, right. The Weeknd, Maren Morris, SZA, Travis Scott, and the Lumineers have all contributed to For the Throne, music inspired by the HBO series Game of Thrones. Also, the album features Mumford & Sons, Ty Dolla $ign, The National, Little Peep, and Ex-Ambassadors. A rare solo number by Matthew Bellamy of Muse is also slated for the set. It's out April 26th. Some top Avengers have assembled to support a $5 million donation to benefit seriously ill children in hospitals around the globe. Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, Jeremy Renner, Paul Rudd, and Brie Larson unveiled a donation of money and toys to benefit charities and children's hospitals at Disney Resort in California this week. Now those are superheroes. Adam Sandler will be returning to Saturday Night Live to host the show for the first time on May 4th. Sandler joined SNL as a writer in 1990 and was in the cast from 91 to 95. He was known for his many sketches opposite Chris Farley, as well as his festive tune, The Hanukkah Song. His films for Netflix are the highest-rated comedies on the channel. What? I need a drink. Lauren Sanchez and husband Patrick Whitesell have officially filed divorce papers in L.A. just days after Jeff Bezos wrapped up his marriage with ex-wife Mackenzie Bezos. Former L.A. news anchor Sanchez filed the documents to make her split official with Whitesell. Sanchez and Whitesell are seeking joint custody of their two children. The split was nicey-nice. Aww. The Trash Bin. Boozy Badass has been busted on drug and gun charges following a traffic stop in Georgia. Boozy and a pal are each facing marijuana and narcotics possession charges, plus another charge for possession of a firearm. They were stopped by police when they noticed a white Dodge Charger swerving lanes, nearly sideswiping another vehicle. Boozy's been in jail before for drugs. Loser!
The news wrap-up.
Snapchat has launched its gaming platform at its first partner summit in LA, unveiling six titles from companies like Zynga and Zepto Labs. Apple is now working on a new kind of screen technology to make bigger iPads. HBO is now available on the Roku channel just in time for the Game of Thrones final season. An app called Jumbo can automatically delete your old tweets, delete your Google search history, and change your Facebook privacy settings. Okay, I'm so all over this.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Shazam is king of the box office for the second week.
The number one album.
Free Spirit by Khalid is on top of the charts this week.
The number one app.
Yep, of course, it's Minecraft. Again.
The number one book.
Becoming by former First Lady Michelle Obama is the number one nonfiction book.
Lil Nas X began his career as an internet personality on Twitter. He gained popularity through his Nicki Minaj fan account, Nas Mirage, named after Nicki Minaj's actual surname of Mirage, as well as rapper Nas. He started uploading songs to SoundCloud last year, and in December, he released the country rap song Old Town Road. The song went viral early this year due to the Yeehaw Challenge meme on media app TikTok. Old Town Road debuted on the Billboard Hot 100 at number 83 and exploded to the top of the U.S. charts. Here's Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus with the song of the week, Old Town Road.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matte black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my bladder. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask her. My life is a movie, but riding in boobies. Cowboy hat from Gucci.
That was Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus with the song of the week, Old Town Road. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spin. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.